Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to session number 3 of the Goal Setting Business Development Workshop for this summer. Now, this is part 1 of a 2-part section, which is called Creating Smart, Focused Goals That Serve You and Your Family. And this recording is for the doctor owner of the practice. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to be focused on this concept of writing and thinking about, you know, smart, focused goals. And we're going to take some time to do this. In fact, we're going to take about a month to really think about this, noodle on this, and work with it, because it's the core of what you need for your, really for the roadmap that we're charting here together. It's that, you know, first and foremost, but it's also this stuff really, really matters. It's hard. It's very, very difficult to do this well. And so, you know, that's really what this is all about today. So we're going to work on this. Now, I want to start with talking about where we've been up to this point. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, you know, we started out with the session number 1, which was understanding your why. Now, it's going to be very important for you to be able to understand, think about your why. Your why is going to factor into all of this, because at the core, at the bottom, at the end of all of this, or, you know, at the end and the beginning of all of this, your why matters really, 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 really matters, because that's going to drive what we're going to come to here as we try to put these goals together. You have to go back and review that. Remember your why. What do you care about? What is the purpose of your practice, your career? What is it you're at the bottom line that's going to give you that passion, the thing that you care about the most? And it's not making money. Money's wonderful. Money makes all things possible. Money equals freedom. But it is not your why. So you got to go back and think about that. And remember when we did the exercise on getting organized. You should have your list now. You should have that big 10 list. And you should have the twos and threes that came out of the ones, and then the twos and threes that came out of the big list. Those need to be available to you, because you're going to use those and you try to craft all of this. So if you start from the beginning, I want to share with you this concept that came from Gary Keller, and he articulated it very well in his book, The One Thing. And he has a focusing question that is really important, and it's an enormously helpful tool. Here's the focusing question. What is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary? Can we get down to that absolute most important one thing? Now, one thing I have learned is that we have many goals. We're going to be talking about your personal goals, your business goals, your financial goals, your health goals, and your fun goals. Those are those categories that, you know, that I developed years ago and have never been able to change, because I can't figure out anything better. This is our life: personal, business, financial, health, and fun. Those are the main categories. But what's the one thing? He always talks about the one thing. And people get very confused about this, because, you know, is there just one thing, or are there multiple one things? And I hate to tell you this, but there's multiple one things, except that there is one, truly one thing that we all can benefit from, that we all can learn. And I'll tell you, because what happens here is when you start writing down these goals, when you start working on this, you're going to struggle. And part of the reason that you're going to struggle is because you're going to think, well, yeah, but, you know, I've got these financial goals, these business goals, but you have other things that are more important to you, that matter more dear, and they're much more near and dear to your heart. you know, a business goal being your one thing seems crass. And for most of us, it's really not the most important thing to us. Most often our really important goals are spiritual or they're family related, things like that. But focusing on those as your one thing also seems, it's not very congruent with building your practice. And I tried to figure out what was my one thing? What was the one thing that if I could do it right, that would make everything else either unnecessary or much, much easier? And Andrew Carnegie is who brought me this answer to this question. You know, his overriding purpose, he called it his definiteness of purpose. His one thing, as we're defining it, was to build the greatest steel company in the world, which was U.S. Steel. And he did that. I mean, that was his one thing. And only by doing that was he able to become one of the great philanthropists of all time. He established libraries all over the United States, universities, much, much more. I mean, what Andrew Carnegie has done, his legacy is incredible. But it all came because he had U.S. Steel, which funded all the rest of it. So, doctor, your one thing has to be to build the best practice in your region. You know, like the entire Southwest, not just your city. You need to build the best possible version of a practice that you can. You have to take it seriously. You should be singularly focused on building your practice because then it can support and fund everything else in your life that you hold dear. You know, the purpose of your practice is to serve you and to fund your ideal lifestyle, not the other way around. So we're going to have to be really specific about this. You know, how do you measure this? How are you going to know when you've accomplished what it is that you want? When is that going to be completed? And we'll be working through the other areas in your life because you are you're not just a business. You're a human. You have your personal, your financial, your health, your fun, all of it. My one thing is to build top practices into the absolute best company I can conceive of it to be, and more. And it's true, you have to have your one thing, and there can only be one. You can use the focusing question from the one thing in all the other areas of your life, in every goal that you write, but you've got to know your one thing. So you have to get that down now. You have to think about that and take that seriously. And I'm here to tell you, your one thing is your practice, period. That is what will make all the rest, everything else, come true. So think about it long and hard. Now, let's move on to goals. Now, again, I want to start this at a bit of about a 5,000-foot view because in 2 weeks, we're going to drill back down with the work that we've done. Back to the question, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else is easier, unnecessary, in the categories? Now, top practices goal worksheets, which are right here with you, are divided into these categories: personal, business, financial, health, and fun. Those are not in any particular order, certainly not in order of importance. They're all equally important, believe it or not. So using the focusing question, how can you accomplish your goals in these areas? Now, the top practices goal worksheets you're looking at are also set up so you can work backwards from your lifetime goal to the current 12-week period that you're in. You should always be able to draw a straight line all the way from your lifetime goal to your 3-year vision to your 12-week plans now. And you've got to do these goals in all the important areas of life because you have to do this comprehensively. You have to discover your purpose in all of these areas. What does it mean that you truly and deeply care about that gives your life purpose and meaning? Your one thing, building your practice to be the best possible outcome, that's not your purpose. It will not sustain you. It's what we talked about. It's your why. What is your why? Why am I doing all this? And if you don't have it, then staying focused on this is going to be incredibly difficult. You will put it aside. You will think about it. You'll put the work in, but then you won't follow through and do the work. So now, here we get to the goal worksheets. Now, I want you to read the document, and I'm not going to go through all of this on this call, but writing goals, you know, as it says right here, the true purpose of your practice or business is to serve you and fund your ideal lifestyle, not the other way around. You begin by putting your personal life first and getting your practice prioritized correctly. Mindset number 2, a goal not reduced to writing and reviewed often, is a mere wish. The goals you create have to be SMART. This is the hard part. People don't do this, but look at this very carefully. They have to be very specific. Who, what, when, where, why, which, when, which, why. You got to get all that in there. It says here a general goal would be get in shape, but a specific goal would say join a health club, work three days a week, achieve the following measurements in weight, in BMI, and all the different things. They have to be measurable. Establish the criteria so you're going to know when you're hitting your numbers. You're going to hit your benchmarks. They have to be attainable. You can set any kind of a goal, but they have to be goals you care about and want to care about. They have to be realistic. You have to be willing and able to do this and read all about that. And then finally, they have to be time bound by when or sooner. So that's the part about that you need to look at when you're thinking about SMART goals and writing down your goals. So it's time to do it. We're going to write down your goals for your personal life, your business, your career, your financial goals, your health goals, and your fun goals. So we're going to move through them by sections. And you start with your lifetime goal. Gary Keller often calls that your someday goal. In the 12-week year, Brian Moran calls it your aspirational vision. It's where you want to be. Now, here's the thing. It's really important that you take time to think through what you really want, not what you think other people want, what you think you should do, because you have to desire this with a burning desire. You have to care so much that you'll just keep at it no matter what. And believe me, when you're trying to sort this stuff out, it can be really difficult to do it. I mean, you're like, I want world peace. I want to be the richest person in the world. I mean, it's hard. You really have an enormous amount of reticence to do it. And sometimes when you're doing this, these goals that you write are really your best shot at doing this. It's your best guess. It's my dream. Well, if I had my druthers, I would do this. And I always say goals are written in pencil. And so that means, you know, you can change or adjust them. I always change and adjust my goals. I never achieve the goals that I wrote out. I always achieve a different goal, often a better goal, and very often in a different way than when I originally thought it through. But as you keep being willing to adapt and reinvent and work on these goals, they get clearer and clearer. And then they get in your rearview mirror and you're trying to think, where do I go now? And it's fun to do that. But no matter what, persevere. As you put your dreaming head on, you will begin to, it'll come into play. It'll come into focus. It always does. And sometimes you have goals that are really clear already. But always ask yourself, are these goals big enough? Are they daring enough? Are they fulfilling enough that they will really, really give you joy when you hit them? It's important to have goals that inspire you so much that you can use them to get you through all the challenges that are going to come, because I promise you, they're coming. By the way, another note, this form has room for five. Like from the lifetime goals, you know, there's room for five. There's nothing magic about that number. If you have more, add them. If you have less, then only write those. 3 to 7 great lifetime goals in your areas is the most common. Even though these are lifetime goals, you know, you should put time frames on them. And if you don't know the correct time frame, take your best guess, but you know, time-bound goals have to be essential. Get the time frame in there. That's your lifetime goals. Then you break that down. When you have your lifetime goals, then you look at them and say, now, where do I need to be in 3 years if I'm going to achieve this by the time I said I'm going to do that? All of your 3-year goals have to be connected to your lifetime goal. And if they aren't, then something's wrong. Why are you doing it? It's not getting you up to that larger goal. Did you miss something? This is where we're really, again, we're just kind of looking at this and say, what would I love to have happen in my personal life, in my business life, in my finances? And remember, you have business finances, and you have the finances here are your personal finances, and then your health and your fun. And then that drives us down, and don't do this now. Do not do 12-week goals now. We will worry about that later. Right now you're doing lifetime and 3-year. But the 12-week goals is the part that involves, now we're going to talk about executing, and reading the 12-week year by Brian Moran is absolutely the best way that you can do it. And you won't always be working on 12-week goals in these areas. You're going to be moving. You can only do 3 12-week goals. in a 12-week period. Any more than that, and you're gonna just spread your energies too far. So you do have to get really specific, and we're going to talk about the 12-week goals later. But here's the thing. I want to say a couple other thoughts. A note about the personal goals, and this is an area that people really struggle with. What are personal goals? You know, and they can include spiritual goals for yourself, church-related goals, meditation-related goals. They're very much about your relationships with those you love and possibly other important relationships to you. They're about homes that you own, college for your children. These are the kind of goals that really don't fall into the other main areas, and these matter. This is your life that we're looking at there. Now the business goals are, you know, those are things that, you know, we work on all the time. We're really looking there at number of offices, number of doctors, amount that you're collecting, what you're taking home, all that, those kinds of things. You know, those are the bigger goals when you look at your business goals. And again, where does it, you have to start thinking now about your exit plan. I always say you should be thinking about your exit plan. This is where you do it. And, you know, if you don't know it, that's okay. What would be the coolest thing that could happen? And put that down. Play with that for a little bit. Think about that. Ruminate on that. And then one last thing is about fun goals. Everybody wants to skip fun goals because they think they're not serious and they're not important. And that is an exact opposite. Nothing could be further from the truth. Without your fun goals, which are your vacations, you know, learning how to fly an airplane or painting or putting, it doesn't matter what, learning another language. Without those goals, without that in your life, and then, you know, life can be pretty mundane and routine. You know, we here in the United States are very bad at taking our vacations, having our downtime, because we, you know, Americans are like just ridiculously stupid about it, because we think that, you know, something's we're that important or whatever. You're not. You have got to recharge your batteries. You know, and at the end of your life, I'm telling you now, even now, you know, you don't remember the other goals that you achieved. I mean, some of the bigger ones, certainly the financial ones, but you know what you're going to remember, what you're going to care about? The only thing that you will have are the memories of those fun goals, of the things that you did. I can remember in 2007 when we started Top Practices, Diane wanted to take the girls, all three of them, to Europe. We wanted to go to Paris and London. And we were, you know, I had ended my other business, what I was doing, and had started Top Practices with nothing at the, you know, savings or whatever, but nothing, you know, with a business that, you know, we started in January and left in, I don't know when it was, June. That is not the time to take a vacation. Except Diane said, you know, because, you know, those things take, you know, let's say, I don't remember the number, but let's say it was going to cost us $10,000. That's usually like taking your family places. That's a pretty good guess. And, you know, and Diane said to me, are we going to remember, you know, in 10 years, which is now, are we going to remember that, you know, we saved that money and did whatever, or are we going to remember that we took the girls to Europe? And, you know, I remember that we took the girls to Europe. In fact, it changed their lives. It changed the trajectory of their lives, actually very specifically in a couple instances. Wonderful stuff. So sit with this, work with this, think about it. I've tried to make this these used to be long and voluminous. I mean, here it is. Personal goals, lifetime goals and visions, 3-year vision for those. We'll get to the 12 weeks next time. And then your business goals. What do you see? Lifetime. What's going to happen with your career? What are the 3-year? Where do we have to be in 3 years? Financial goals. You know, what do you want to? You know, what? I mean, should want to retire financially independent. That's got to be on there. What does that look like to you? And when is that? You know, and there's always resources for that. And you know, if you ever want to talk about that, let me know. But you just got to focus on that. And then your 3-year visions, where do we have to be? I mean, you have to start that work now. We'll talk about 12-week plans later. Health goals, What's the point of all this if you don't have your health lifetime? And where do you got to be in 3 years? And then we'll get to the 12 weeks on those. And then finally, fun. Plan your next trip. Plan the thing that, and if it's not a trip, just happens to be that resonates with me because that is how Diane and I spend the money that we earn, by seeing the world. Want to see all the wine producing regions in the world? We're well on our way. I always said I was going to start in Bordeaux in front of Chateau Lafite in France back in, I don't know, I guess it was like 2012, and started the wine, our tour of the world before 2000. I started it early, and I haven't been to Bordeaux yet, and because, you know, I'll get around to it. I haven't done it yet. I've done some other really great stuff. So that gives me joy. But, you know, yours might be the RV that you're taking somewhere, or fishing, or whatever it is. Make sure it's in here, and then do it. And for goodness sake, involve the people you love. Okay, that's it. Have fun with this. Don't freak out. Have fun. Enjoy it. And I will talk to you in 2 weeks, and we'll come back, and we'll look at what we've got, and then we'll make it better. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.